Online Podcast 106.
Hello everyone, welcome to Online Podcast. It is so freaking cold outside. Oh, it is winter, you know, over here. I don't know why I speak like this, because I'm cold. And, hi, happy Monday. It is a cold evening for me. And I figured I have not done a... Well, I have, but... I'm doing a show today. It's a reverse of what my podcast usually is, because I typically find time when I'm coming to work and on the way to work. So you will hear, usually you would hear me from coming from home to work and... Oh! Did you hear that? It hailed earlier, and so I have all these pebbles, little tiny hail on my car windshield. But today, I am going to bring you along. Let me check if I'm recording. Is it moving? Yes. I'm going to bring you along to a ride home from work to home. Now, of course, I am kind of in a hurry. I have really 30 minutes before my next recording appointment is. And I'll tell you all about it later. What? Oh, have you done your Christmas shopping yet? Oh my goodness, I'm so behind. It's really cold. So I'm going home from work right now, and apparently it hailed. Oh, my voice is still kind of yucky. Apparently it hailed in the afternoon. Hailed tiny little, what is the size? I don't even know, like small lentil, you know, those lentil beans. Well, is lentil beans? Yeah, I guess so. Well, lentils, and like lentil size, white, kind of like compact snow. So it's white, sort of puffy, very small, and it's all over my car, on top of my car. I'm shivering, actually. Hey, yeah, I'm gonna turn off the heat. And it is cold. So there's all these little tiny little pebbles. Well, not pebbles, but little... Almost look like it looks like if you know, if you live here, it looks like those salt that you sprinkle on your driveway when it's icy to melt the ice. So it looks like that. At first I thought, who sprinkle who sprinkle the salt on my car? That's not very nice. And then I realized it's actually, no, it's just those puffy hail that came down. So it is very cold. Have you heard that yet? It's cold. Excuse me. Oh, sorry, I burped again. People complain about my burping, and I usually only remember about it. Now, the reason why I don't do it with people is because I have a close friend of mine, who's also a listener of my show, said that, you can do whatever you want as long as you're comfortable with it. And he said that you never really burp like that in front of us. And the reason, now, the explanation to my friend Ow. Did you hear that? That was my jaw popping. My right jaw. The reason that I don't do it in front of people is because when I'm doing my podcast, I'm usually very relaxed. I am... it's like a second kind of being by yourself. Except for the... For you guys, I'm with you. But when I'm doing the recording, I don't really have anybody around me. In fact, it took me a while to be able to speak to the air. So I'm usually very relaxed and calm. And so when you're relaxed, you fart. I do that, but I haven't farted yet on my show. I don't think I will, though. I'm not that good a farter as Madge Weinstein is. So that's the reason why I burp. It's because I'm very comfortable. I'm just here by myself in my car. And nobody's here. And sometimes I forget that you guys listen to this. So that's the reason why. I'll try not to. But for the last few times I burp, then I think of, oops, people ask me not to burp. So that is that. So how was your weekend? Let me see. It was a busy weekend. Okay, I'm gonna stop lying. I recorded this on Thursday night. Oh my god, I don't like to ruin the fun for you, but so supposedly by Monday today that you're listening to this, I would have been done with my singing for my concert this Sunday. For me right now, it's this coming Sunday. For you, it's yesterday or last Sunday. So I have nothing to tell you about the concert because even though it's done, it's not done yet, really. And ooh, yellow light, and I'm spinning around. And I'm looking at all these houses. Now, I talked about the inflatable snow globe with figurines inside, with snowmen and stuff inside, way early, right when I was doing a podcast driving to work, and I saw a house have this inflatable snow globe out in the yard, and I mentioned that. I said, oh, it's kind of cool. And of course, everybody is talking about the inflatable snow globe now because it's so annoying and kind of really hideous. It's kind of cool because I haven't seen it. It was the first time, and actually the snow actually blows around inside. So it's sort of cute. Not classy. Well, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't judge because you might actually have that. So maybe it matches your yard or your style if you just go for fun. And because I thought it's kind of cute, I just would not buy one for my own yard. I'm looking at the house. There's this huge mansion on this drive of mine on the way home. On Ward Parkway. Ward Parkway has this huge, has a ton of huge mansions and rich people's houses and Christmas lights and all those nicely decorated yard, even at night. So I was admiring one. My gosh, am I losing my voice again? Oh. Hello. Testing. It's like when I don't hear myself on the microphone, I would say hello testing, and there's no voice coming out of my throat right now, and I'm saying hello, can you hear me? And okay, so there is this thing, I don't know if you guys know, I'm looking at a street off of Ward Parkway. What street is this? 59th Street and Ward Parkway. There's a whole neighborhood that has two rows of trees with its trunk, the bottom half of its trunk, wrapped with white lights, just like, you know, just a string of light wrap around the trunk from the bottom, on the from the ground all the way up to the middle of the tree trunk. So it's not all the way up to the tree. It's just kind of in the tree trunk. And I don't really get it. And I know Bruce tells me that too. What really... It's... Yeah. We just don't get it. Why do you wrap your tree trunk? And why do you do it halfway? And... ooh, there's a police. I don't know what's going on. There's a street closing. I don't know what's going on. And there's all those those little flashy, what do you call those? Those emergency burning thing? You know what I mean? That little flash emergency light that glows. It looks like a big fireworks, and you know it glows. What? There's a name. I forgot what it's called. Never mind. I'm sure I'll hear a lot from you. The listener will let me know. Oh, I'm excited. I'm looking at John Kerry sticker on this nice Volkswagen on the street. John Kerry, the president, presidency candidate. Is that what you say? So, yeah. And so his running mate was John Edwards. And just today, I heard from someone that I might be able to attend a dinner with John Edwards the next year in 2006. We'll see what happens. Oh my God. Oh my God, I have to do a tour. There's this, oh my Lord. Oh goodness. There's like, there must be like a light tour or something, because there's a street that has a gazillion lights decoration on. The whole street has that really kind of gaudy tree trunk wrapping white lights and dangling red strings of lights. It would be fun to do a video podcast, wouldn't it? I just don't know how to describe it. It's kind of gaudy, but it can be cute. Oh, I saw. Oh, another house is even nicer. Okay, I guess we're doing Christmas light decoration review or something on Boyd Parkway. I saw a house. One of the houses in this neighborhood is the Tudor roof, which is like the big A-frame roof. Is that what you call a Tudor? And you know, just big A-frame. And they put green lights all around the A-frame, and they put a star on the point of the roof, and then has this little body on the door, so it looks like a big Christmas tree. How cute. I don't know if my description is good enough to tell you what really that was, but it was really cute. Oh, and then I just witnessed some ugly decoration. And some people just have a string of light over the arch of the house. Oh, that's crawling lights. That looks like ants crawling on the tree. Did you know that there's a Chinese dish, and like dish that you eat, that's called ants climbing up the tree or something like that? 蚂蚁上树. 蚂蚁上树 is... Yeah, ants crawling up the tree. And being Chinese food, you would probably guess that it's actually real ants that we eat. Not really. It's not real ants, but it's some kind of vermicelli. Like it's one of those we call Dang Hun or Dong Fan. It's a kind of vermicelli noodle, but it's clear when it's cooked. And then it has minced pork. I guess it can be minced any kind of meat. I'm next to a bus. Can you hear? And minced pork with some vegetables, stir fry, and it's delicious. But it's the name itself is ants climbing up the trees. The reason I think is because all those minced meat when you stir fry them, when they're cooked, it looks like, ooh, I just sped. Shit, I hope there's no poliche. No poliche. I just ran through yellow light, not red light. So the minced pork cooked would look like ants, I guess. I don't know why is it climbing up the tree though. But that's what those lights reminded me of. The crawling Christmas lights. The one that actually do that marquee movement. Why do I have more things to say during the day than it is the afternoon? Now, okay, I'm late. Well, I'm not late yet, but I will be. Now, I have made porridge. For those of you who listened to Show 105 last week, last Thursday, you would know that I mentioned I woke up very early that morning, on Thursday morning, to make porridge because Bruce is sick. He woke up and he has his sore throat and post-nasal drip, and so I thought I'll make porridge for him. I made sausage. Well, pork porridge, pretty much. I won't talk about the porridge, but so when I go home tonight, I'm going to eat the porridge. I guess you will probably listen to that also. And right after that, I'm going to have to go to the computer because I have made an appointment with a listener of mine, not this show. Well, he listens to this also. Oh, yeah, what does it say? Hi. Hello, Rito. Hello, Rito from Thailand. Sawadika. Rito, I want to say thank you for referring Reynard over. Reynard? Reynard. 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 Ahoa. Thank you for referring Bernard. I guess we call it Bernard back home. Bernard. Reynard. Thank you for referring Reynard over to my show because he is now like the biggest fan ever on this show as well as my other one, my PenangHokkien.com. My Penang Hokkien podcast if you haven't already heard, is a podcast entirely in Penang style Hokkien. And Hokkien is a Chinese dialect. So if you understand Penang Hokkien, I invite you to go over to penanghokkien.com. It is so much more a show than it is for online podcasts. Online podcast is kind of like a science experiment. No, it's like an experimental film project, but it's an experimental audio project that evolved from one thing to another within a week. So Reynard is going to be my guest on my Penang Hokkien podcast for next week. And I contacted him last time and he was at work and we kind of sort of exchanged emails several times and finally decided that he can actually do it on Friday, his time. Friday in Singapore, in the morning of Singapore, which is my evening. In Kansas City. What is that car doing? So I'm turning up onto my driveway. Now that my car is toasty, I'm about to step out into the cold. Oh goodness. Oh, I'm stuck. How does this work? Shit, my microphone cable and my seat belt are all tangled up. Oh, okay. Ugh. Okay, what do I do? Okay, I think I got it. Yes. So I'm gonna go home instead of going to work. And we will see. My gosh, my battery's low because I forgot to put on the hold lock thingy on my iRiver, and I put it in a box and it was like shaking around with other stuff, and it, I guess, got hit by other stuff, and so it was on the whole time. Oh, and I bought Bruce Christmas presents that's been sitting in my office for a week because I was waiting for a night where he's not working. Well, when he is at work working, and I don't have to work. And tonight is the night. So I'm going into my home. See, I want you to hear the little pebble on my car. Oh, I guess you can't hear it because it's soft. Because it's all melted. So I'm outside. I'm walking into the garage now. The garage. I will close the garage door. So this is like a reverse playback, a rewind. I have a paper cut in the palm, like right underneath my middle finger. There's a paper cut on there and it hurts like a bitch. Hey, little boy. Hey, little boy. Hi. Where's daddy? Oh, little boy. That was my security alarm thingy. Yes, baby. Daddy's home. I need to go hide your daddy's presents. Ooh, porridge is ready. Can I turn on the heat on the porridge? Yes. The porridge. Ooh, smells so good, the porridge. Mm-hmm. Oh. My wooden spoon is stuck on the napkin. Baby, you're very noisy. Yes, you. Very noisy. Yes. Let me stir this. Oh my lord, it looks really good. The porridge, it looks really good. Shut up, boy. Shut up, baby. Shut up. He just won't stop. Yes. You know what he wants? He's been sick. The boy's been sick. He has upper respiratory infection, which means it's kind of like a cold. And he sneezes, and I'm going to take a taste of this. Oh, Lord, it's good. Mmm. Oh, my goodness. Mmm, yummy. So, he's been sick for 2 weeks now, little boy. Or maybe about a little bit over a week. And the vet gave us a new kind of medication. This is his second time getting that. He has a new medication that... Yes. that she prescribed. Hey, girl. Baby girl. That she prescribed for the boy. And the first kind of medication was bitter. And we have to, like, you know, squeeze it down his throat, and it was awful. He would not swallow it, and he would leave it in his mouth, and then it will bubble out, and he would spit it all out and fling it too. So it was very difficult, and the doctor gave us different kind of medication. This is a few months later, and because I told her that he won't take the medication. And so the doctor said, I'm going to give you this kind of a new kind that's pink of medication, and then you will mix in with yogurt or ice cream for the cat. And of course, if it is the girl, Dasha, she's right here, she will not eat anything other than her own food. She doesn't like anything. She doesn't like human food at all. But for the boy, As you can hear, it's very easy. Yes, Daddy heard you. Can you hear him? Yes. So I'm mixing up the medication into the... I don't even have to mix up a whole lot. I think if I probably give him the medication, he'll probably lick it all up too. He's such a greedy baby. He's a foodie, just like Daddy. Yes, speak to Daddy. You want a mama? Want mama? Yes, you want mama? Good boy. Pretty Dasha. So now he's quiet because he's eating. So I'm gonna have to get myself ready for the recording. I would need to dish out a bowl of my porridge. And then I'm gonna head downstairs for the recording. And I will maybe see you, not see you, but I'll talk to you. Oh, and I have a really nice video that I will post tomorrow. Now, please make sure when you get your podcast, if you're using iTunes, make sure you're checking that you're getting all the shows, because I realize certain shows are not downloaded because there are new posting within a short period of time. So make sure, like, you know, let's say if I post something within an hour, well, whatever it is, if you don't turn on your computer, or if you're not on the internet, and for 2 days, and I posted two things within those 2 days, you will only get the latest podcast. That's, I think, by default, it is set to only download the latest podcast rather than everything. So you can change it to download everything, or if you have it set like me, if you have it set to download the latest, just make sure that you have the latest podcast in there. And this porridge, I'm salivating as I'm talking to you because the porridge looks really good. And how easy was that? It was just like I just dump everything in this morning, the carrot, celery, and the pork. And the rice, and now I have yummy porridge. I've been craving like food that I grew up with a whole lot. I don't know why it is. I think as I'm getting older, I tend to miss more just more Chinese, original Chinese food, not American Chinese food, which I do crave also. I'm just a foodie, I guess. What is this? I don't know. Ooh, what is this? So I need to go down. Need to go hide the present. Oh Lord, I have like 1,000 things to carry. Oh, I hope I don't fall and spill my porridge all over. Wouldn't that be fun? It would be like Madge Weinstein cleaning up poop. Or diarrhea. Okay, I'm stepping downstairs, and as soon as we get into the studio, I will let you go. Thank you very much for listening. For listening to my podcast, and I also have another podcast, coffee9hokkien.com, if you want to go visit that site, or just go to onlinepodcast.com. And oh, sorry, it just came up. Goodness. Well, I don't care. I mean, really, I'm sorry, and I'll try, and I honestly, seriously, will do that. But it just didn't work. So I'm here at my desk, in my studio, and I'll be starting a recording real soon. Oh gosh, it's already 7. Anyway, thank you so much. Go to onlinepodcast.com. You want to subscribe using any other, Juice or whatever podcast, podcatcher, you can just type in my feed To subscribe it, I'll explain that later because I don't have time. My feed, easy feed to get to my the link to my feed is subscribe.onlinepodcast.com. So it's very easy to remember, subscribe.onlinepodcast.com. That's all you need to remember, and type that in to any of the aggregator and you will be able to get the show, okay? And call my comment line 206-888-JUMP, which I should have mentioned in the beginning. Now I'm getting the Archer effect now. I only mentioned that at the end and I forgot. Okay, thank you. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. And don't forget to smile.